You're listening to SBS News.
The Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei's Australian chairman, John Lord, says the company's equipment is safe and secure and the business poses no threat to the country's national security. Huawei says it's leading the world in 5G technology and Australia should not be left behind with what Mr. Lord calls short-sighted bans based on security fears. He says Huawei would protect data gathered in Australia from access by the Chinese government to the best of its ability.
At Huawei, we are proud of our transparency, our track record of demonstrating and making available to customers and governments everything we do. We're proud that we're the most audited, most inspected, reviewed and critiqued global ICT player in the world. We're proud that after every kind of inspection, audit, review, nothing sinister has been found. No wrongdoing, no criminal action, no intent, no backdoor, no planted vulnerability, and no magical kill switch.
John Lord says the company obeys the law in the 170 countries where it operates. Maintaining anything else would be corporate suicide. He says Australian customer data would never be handed over to Chinese spy agencies. And Mr. Lord says while Chinese law requires Chinese companies to hand over information, it would not happen in Australia, that there simply would be no illegal dealings.
Huawei is well aware of its responsibilities in China. It's more than well aware of its responsibilities in every country, and it's very well aware that every individual country respects and wants its own security.
But Labor MP Michael Danby's told Sky News he's not convinced.
So it's the Chinese citizens who are subject to Chinese law
who
effectively run the company. And would any Chinese citizen in the current circumstances, you know, defy a visit from the Chinese security services saying you've got to tell me this or use this bit of technology that we've got there to report on this development?
Australia recently decided to fund new data cables to the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea rather than let Huawei build them, reflecting concerns about Chinese intelligence gaining access to them. Huawei was excluded from Australia's national broadband network and could be banned from being involved in the rollout of 5G mobile technology in Australia for the same reasons. But Mr. Lord says he's confident the Chinese firm can still be part of the 5G rollout. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull shied away from discussing security concerns surrounding Huawei, saying only that the government has sought advice from intelligence agencies.
We want to ensure that the people who influence and make decisions about our democracy are Australians. Foreign interests that wish to influence or have their say in respect of Australian affairs can do so, of course, but they have to do so openly and transparently. So this is all about security and sunlight and sovereignty.
Mr. Lord says he's unclear what information security intelligence is considering. He says media reporting of isolated statements can be what he calls the type of mud that's sticking.
I got no idea what intelligence is coming into Australia, in fairness, and I would hope that it's all spot on accurate because we need it. No, what I am concerned about is, yes, some of the information coming to Australia from overseas, the throwaway comments, the one-liners.
Mr. Lord says he understands the security fears, but he's urged Australia not to ignore technological advances coming out of Asia. He says there are more Huawei's coming. But Michael Danby says no Chinese company should ever be involved in any critical infrastructure in Australia. And he suggests former Australian politicians now working for places with Chinese interests, like former Foreign Minister Bob Carr and former Victorian Premier John Brumby, should be ignored.
So, you know, when Bob Carr and John Brumby and their allies sort of start whinging a bit about being unfair to China, you know, as Kevin Rudd used to say, fair shake of the sauce bottle. That we welcome Chinese investment. We should be colourblind as to where it comes from. But where critical infrastructure is involved, we should represent our national interests. And if it's 5G or it's the poles and wires in New South Wales.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.